Bernie Bluestein fought a unique battle in World War II. He was sworn to secrecy regarding his true mission as a ghost soldier.
Now, at age 100, Bluestein can look back on his service with a group of 1,100 Americans recruited from art schools and studios across the U.S. to deceive Nazi forces using inflatable military equipment, fake radio messages, sound effects, and other deceptive techniques. It was a secret that he kept for over 50 years. His son admits that he would only say about his service is that he did camouflage. Bluestein and the 10 remaining Ghost Army veterans were recently awarded the Congressional Gold Medal, 10 of the approximately 170 presented in American history and Congress's highest honor.
Every one of you people who've touched my life, has influenced me, meant a great deal in me being where I am today. And I appreciate having the association with all of you. And I want to God bless you for all that. Thank you.
In 1996, their mission was declassified, and the world learned of the Ghost Army for the first time. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Steve and Ted in the morning here at 6:34. July 25th, on this date in 1956, the Italian liner SS Andrea Doria collided with a Swedish passenger ship Stockholm off the New England coast late at night and began sinking. 51 people, 46 from the Andrea Doria, 5 from the Stockholm, were killed. The Andrea Doria capsized and sank the following morning. That was on this date in 1956, the collision of two ocean liners just off our eastern coast there. 6:34 now, Stephen 10. Let's see what else we got going on here this morning. Disney has reached a tentative labor agreement deal with roughly 14,000 workers at the California theme parks. The deal averts what would have been the first major Disneyland strike in 40 years.
Oof.
The deal covers four different unions and includes positions like ride operators, parking attendants, and candy makers. Union leaders say workers will vote on the deal, on Monday. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS today. This is, by the way, Steve and Ted show number 6,725.
Oh, my.
That's right. We just keep rolling along.
My goodness.
Stacking up the numbers. So there you go. And I hated to miss two shows this week because I had jury duty, but again, I've been thinking about it, Ted. And if just spending a little time down there and trying to pay attention is all I have to sacrifice for my citizenship, that's a pretty small cost. I mean, that's pretty cheap. Other people have done a lot more in the name of civic duty. But you've never served on a jury, right?
I have not.
Okay, it's a random deal. They just select it from the taxpayer rolls at random, and there you go.
So they notify you by mail.
Yeah.
What happens if you just toss it in the trash?
I'm not sure. I've been doing some research. I'm trying to try to find out. It's a subpoena. It says right on there, it's a subpoena. And you are subject to a fine. Now, how big a fine it is, you know, if it's an $8 fine, a lot of people say, oh, okay, I'll pay the fine. I won't have to go. I don't know. I've been trying to find the source of, I think this, the clerk of the court, I've been steered in that direction. I want to find out. That's a good question. I thought of that too. So apparently a lot of people do because we were told that only about 30% of people who are eligible ever come down there.
Even show up.
Yeah. So there you go. That was an interesting experience. I'm glad it's over, but it was interesting. 6:37 now, Stephen 10. And you, we didn't talk to you after Hello Dolly. I know it went well. I mean, I saw the Facebook afterwards. Did you have great crowds every night?
Yeah, I was in Hello Dolly last week at the Guildhall Players,
yeah.
And four nights, and we had four near sellouts every night.
Wow.
Yeah, we only had a handful of seats.
Yep.
Single-digit seats available every night. So it was we had great crowds, and I ran into some fantastic listeners who came to see the show. Some of them said they came to see me for the first time in a show.
So, well, how about that?
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun, and just had a blast, and it was a real highlight of my summer.
Hello, Dolly. All right. And you were the head waiter?
I was the head waiter in the big second act number of Hello, Dolly.
Good.
Got to do the big song and dance and everything.
All right, 6:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for our commodities update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. There has been a reported cash cattle trade in Kansas at the price of $187 on the hoof on about 2,600 head of cattle yesterday. Now, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures had early session two-sided trading. Most of the session trading was negative, especially for the feeder cattle futures. Live cattle closed mixed, and the feeder cattle were negative with triple-digit losses. Wednesday, the lean hog futures continued to trade and close higher as they put their contract lows further behind them. At the close yesterday, October live cattle 15 cents higher at 186.27. August feeder cattle down $1.62 at 257.12. And October lean hogs 90 cents higher at 78.02. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures traded up and down, with only the soybeans closing negative yesterday. Now, December cotton made a new contract low, taking out the October 2022 contract low. Managed money is short the grains and soybeans, and the weather is turning hot. Trading overnight has been mostly on the negative side. At the moment, September Kansas City wheat down 5 3/4 at 5.61 3/4. December corn unchanged at 4.18. November soybeans down 3 cents at 10.61. September crude oil trading $1.25 lower at 76.34. August gold down $44.70 at $2,371. September S&P 7 points lower at 5,465. September dollar index down 17 cents at $103.95. And September Dow Jones futures 18 points lower at 40,092. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
And my 401k took a little beating yesterday.
Good, you bet it did.
Good gravy. It's NASDAQ down more than 600 points. Dow down over 500 points. Was it a tech stock thing? Must have been for NASDAQ to go out that far.
Yes, it was. And we saw all the equities take a big hit to downside yesterday. And we're seeing a little follow-through to the downside this morning even.
Okay, fine. I knew it was too good to be true. Right? 401k's been doing very, very well for quite a while now, and I knew it would go around and come back to me. I'll wind up with...
Well, as you know, Steve, nothing stays up forever.
Yeah, the day I retire, my 401k will be down to 8 cents, I'm sure. That's my luck. All right, Tom, how is the weather over there in Augusta? Still hot and dry?
Well, the mornings have been kind of nice, but boy, during the day, it's getting hotter every day, and it looks like by this weekend, we're going to be very hot.
You're going to be cooking.
And it is dry.
All right. And we need some rain, as always. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again tomorrow morning. That's Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Says, do you have FOMO on high-flying stocks? I don't know. I don't know what FOMO is. We'll find out. Don Grant.
Ask Don Grant.
Don Grant, CFP, is in code today. The Money Tracker here on KNSS.